Page 70. Reading. Exercise B. Read the stories. What do you think ensured the survival of the buffalo in the U.S.?
The will to make a difference. We live on a planet that is rich in biodiversity. There are millions of different species of animals and plants across the globe. Yet many species are disappearing at an alarming rate, as the habitats in which plants and animals live together are reduced year after year. Currently, 11,000 species of plants and animals, including over 180 mammals, are at risk of becoming extinct because of this loss of habitat. Once gone, their disappearance is irreversible. They cannot be brought back. In its fast development as a nation over the last 300 years, the United States has experienced some dramatic shifts in animal populations. Here is the story of a dismal failure and a remarkable success story. The passenger pigeon. Early European visitors to North America told amazing stories about huge flocks of passenger pigeons that darkened the sky for hours as they flew south for winter. They were easy targets for hunters, delicious to eat, and useful for making feather beds. Estimates put their total population at about 5 billion, the same number as the population of all birds combined in the U.S. today. By the mid-1800s, the hunting of passenger pigeons had become a large-scale commercial enterprise, supplying East Coast cities with a steady supply of birds. Around 300,000 a year were sent to New York City alone. At the same time, their habitat and food sources were shrinking as forests were cut down for farming and construction. In addition, approximately 250,000 birds were killed simply for sport each year. Making matters worse, a female passenger pigeon laid only one egg each year. By the turn of the 20th century, any attempts to save the passenger pigeon were too late. The last surviving pigeon died in the Cincinnati Zoo in 1914, a species lost forever. The American bison, or buffalo. Before European settlers came to North America, there were more than 50 million buffalo roaming in huge herds across the continent's central flatlands, which are today known as the Great Plains. These strange-looking, magnificent creatures, with their furry heads and shoulders and distinctive horns, were an important resource for food, clothing, and shelter for Native Americans living on the plains. And they played an enormous part in the plains ecosystem, sustaining other animals and plants. Weaker buffalo provided food for predators like bears and wolves. Herds attracted birds that picked at buffalo fur for insects. Thousands of hooves walking over the landscape prevented aggressive plants from taking over. In the 1800s, as new settlers moved from the east to settle the west, whole herds were slaughtered, often just for sport. Buffalo were considered an obstacle to the settlers' desire to grow crops and raise cattle. The resource that sustained Native Americans for centuries began to disappear. By the end of the 1800s, there were as few as 750 buffalo remaining. Many people were shocked that the buffalo, long considered a symbol of the West, had been allowed to come so close to extinction. Fortunately, efforts to save them were begun in 1905. The remaining herds were gathered together and protected. Their number steadily increased to today's population of about 350,000. What conclusion can we draw from these stories? In the case of the passenger pigeon, extinction was occurring so fast that even with efforts to save them, it was too late to act. However, we can see that with the American buffalo, conservation efforts can make a difference if they are begun early enough.